Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Saturday morning, we're being tested. The clouds are out. We want the sun. I do. Did you work out this morning? Do you feel great? If not, I have answers. Only through perspectives, as always. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're driving, when you get home, get on my website, straighttalk.cc. I teach on radio through pictures on the website. Have to do that. Why? Because I don't think anyone really understands what's going on unless they see the pictures. I don't think anybody heals unless they change the consciousness. Big word for, do you understand the terminologies that are being force-fed down your throat all the time, fundamentally or inadvertently, to sell supplements? Now, I'm not going to go on the attack. However, my finding, do you agree, is that more people buy things because everybody else tells them to buy it, because they don't have a choice, because they're desperate, because their doctor Kaiser really doesn't do their job, and some nutritionist tells you, we all think it's a good thing to do. But do you, John Q. Public, really understand? And that's what the show is about, to get you to understand more deeply so you can make the intelligent choice. What you have to do is make the time. You got to make the effort. And that's my fundamental point. America, if not the world, has to understand, with a shrinking ecosystem, a shrinking ecology, billions upon billions of new chemicals being added to the atmosphere each month, we have to come to terms with something. And that is that you've got to give a little bit more time to understanding what your health is about. Today's show, cell energy, understanding cell energy, and why antioxidants are misunderstood. Yeah, the antioxidants. We're going to go after the antioxidants today. Not to condemn them. Not necessarily to condone them. Just to give you a spectrum, a perspective on why you're taking them. Because lots of you are taking them and you're not getting your money's worth. You're wasting your time, your money, and your energy because you don't have perspective on antioxidants. To understand vitamin C, vitamin E, glutathione, CoQ10, whether it's ubiquinol or ubiquinone, who cares fundamentally? Lipoic acid, superoxide dismutase, known to some of you as SOD, NADH, any and all of them, the ones we know, the ones we're going to discover, the ones the body makes, the ones that are exogenous, meaning the body doesn't make them, like vitamin C. Humans don't make vitamin C. Gorillas do. Linus Pauling thought the fact that humans don't make vitamin C was a deleterious mutation. No, that's not a Greek. Deleterious is a negative. Something that didn't work for our evolution that stuck, unfortunately. A deleterious mutation. Linus Pauling said, the fact that we don't make 10 grams of vitamin C today did not serve our health. So he gave his life, much of the last 30 years of his very, very long life, to antioxidant research, specifically that of vitamin C, but all antioxidants. And, of course, only later to find out he, even at his level, made the big boo-boo. He was talking about ascorbic acid, not the full flavonoid. He didn't know that. Dihydroascorbic acid, we know, is essentially a free radical. Very thin line between free radical and antioxidant. We're going to discuss that later today. Do you know what I'm talking about? Kinda. But I want you to understand what I'm talking about when the rubber meets the road. That's right. When you get the symptom, when you get the chronic symptom, when you're in your 50s and you find yourself aging and you don't like it and you want to do something about it. when people start calling you sir or ma'am, when you stop getting proofed when you buy alcohol, these little moments along the way that flip you out, and then on a cold, rainy day, you feel like your day is done, your dreams are shot, and you've got that aching low back pain or that digestive problem or worse yet, a cancer, or someone's told you you're headed towards Parkinson's. I want you to understand enough about the antioxidant, free radical, oxidative stress, cell energy issue so you can take it to where it counts, that cloudy, rainy day. You get my point? If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. You will not get it straighter on any radio show in the entire United States. I assure you, I know. I know, because this is not necessarily the popular way to do things, because it asks you to have a deeper commitment. But the payoff is huge. So make the deeper commitment today and listen hard later on. Listen to the show again, because you're going to need to. Cell energy. What are we talking about? Understanding cell energy. Okay. Get to the picture section under shows. Here's the pictures. We've got what? I think we've got, what, 20, 34 pictures today. 34 pictures, a bunch of links. Look at picture number 2. You've seen this one before. I love this picture. There's a cell, a human cell. It's a bunch of parts. You don't have to know what each of those parts do. The membrane, the cell membrane, that blue thing, that's the skin of the cell. It lets things in and it keeps things out. It keeps things in. It keeps things out. If that membrane, which is mostly cholesterol and essential fatty acids, breaks down, you're in deep trouble. Free radicals, little Pac-Man with big teeth, come and tear out the wall of that cell membrane. And then all of a sudden, bad things get in. Good things get out. You got a leaky cell membrane? No, I didn't say leaky gut. I said a leaky cell membrane. Systemically, homogeneously, or focally. Throughout the body. Once those cell membranes start to deplete, repair, get attacked faster than they can put themselves back together again, you start to have problems. We'll call that stage 1 problems. That's like your 20s, your 30s, your 40s. If your biggest problem by the time you're in your 50s is in the cell membrane, you're doing pretty good. But you see, these problems, these viruses, these parasites, these heavy metals, these pesticides, these petrochemicals, so on and so forth, prions, nanobacteria, mycoplasmic material, Lyme disease, looking and running, looking for a place to hide inside the cell. When these finally get into the cytoplasm, that's the goo, the intracellular space, or worse yet, start to tear through the DNA, now you start to feel like a lot of people in their 50s. You look bad, you feel bad, you act bad, and you start getting haunted. That could be you. It could be you someday. There's nobody exempt from listening to this show. Nobody. Unless you want the easy, stupid fix. Just get down to your local GNC, put a blindfold on, and just pick a supplement off a shelf. Or worse yet, ask the guy working there, because he knows a lot. If that's not you, then listen. This is you. The cytoplasm, the cell membrane. I'm going to call your attention on this picture to the mitochondrion. That's the powerhouse of the cell. Yeah, you learned that. People sell mitochondrion Krebs cycle catalysts. 2 for $69 this week. Go for it. Boy, oh boy. I hope I can change your mind. That mitochondrion is what we're going to look at today. And then we're going to move on. We're going to move past it. That mitochondrion, I want to tell you that that's an organelle. It's a part of the cell, just like the lysosome, just like the ribosome, just like the endoplasmic reticulum. The cell has all sorts of little parts, the Golgi complex. It's got all sorts of little parts to it. These are called organelles. They're little machines inside the big factory. Simple. See? Okay. The mitochondrion. When we do a PCR analysis, meaning when we try to code it genetically, you know what we find? The mitochondria is an alien. It's not you. It's not me. It's not us. It came in from the outside like some sort of a parasite. It did. We're sure of it. We know it. DNA testing proves it today. We know in the evolution of the mammalian cell that the mitochondrion floated on in from the outside, hooked a ride into whatever we call the cell umpteen gazillion years ago, and hooked a ride. It came in from the outside. That's a big deal. Maybe it was implanted. Maybe it's part of the divine. The point is, it's fascinating that unlike any other part of the cell, if you break this down, it's like a probiot. The mitochondria is why we sit here today and listen to this talk. Think of the mitochondrion like the probiots. Those probiots down in your gut, they're not you, but they are you. You know, get that good bacteria, eat those fermented foods, get your yogurt in, your acidophilus, your bifidus, your bulgaricus, get breastfed. That puts the ecosystem in order in your large intestine. Those bugs are alien to you. They're symbiotes. Fungus can be a symbiote. Not always. Another story. The mitochondria is a symbiote. Came from the outside with a special purpose. What purpose? Well, do this. Look at picture 11. That is Dr. Krebs. Dr. Krebs gave his life, he's German, gave his life to discovering what we call today the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is a process that we call part of what we're going to term the cell energy. The mechanisms, the series of mechanisms through which the body takes glucose. No, glucose is good. Too much glucose is bad. Sugar is good. What we call cell energy, critical to health, the essence of health, runs on glucose. So glucose is good. High glucose is bad. But effectively, the body will take its amino acids and its fatty acids, so proteins and fats, and turn them into glucose in the absence of carbohydrates or glucose. In the end, no glucose, no ATP, adenosine triphosphate. What's that? That's the dollar bill of a cell. It's the currency. You name it. You want to grow hair? You want to grow teeth? You want to get rid of your back pain? You want to walk down the street? You want to sprint up the street? You want to lose weight? You want to get rid of your symptom? You want to get rid of your disease? You want to cure your cancer? Better have the cell currency. That's ATP. ATP begins. Its production begins with the diffusion of sugar across the membrane. Done. So understand that. And once you start that cascade, then you enter into a sequence. And what I want you to do now is turn to picture number 9. If you're new to the show, Dr. Vincent Medici, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. By the way, last week we had 130 responses to get those two cases of HCL. Answer to the question. All right, let's think back to memory lane. Last week, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, neurodegenerative disease. Question, why do the ventricles enlarge? Answer, because the ventricles are pumping the cerebrospinal fluid. And that cerebrospinal fluid, like lymph, it's the lymph of the brain, the cerebrospinal fluid, has to pump through the in-between spaces of the cells of the brain, the neurons of the brain, the intercellular space. And in Alzheimer's, which is a deposition disease, thus the neurofibrillary plaques, high insulin relates to it, that intercellular space gets plugged up so the CSF can't flow. Now the ventricles are pumping it. So there's a back pressure. Simple. A lot of you figured that out in not as eloquent terms, but I forgive that. A lot of you really figured that out. Good. The whole body works that way. Why does the heart enlarge? Peripheral resistance. Why does the ventricles enlarge? Peripheral resistance. Peripheral resistance from deposition disease stimulated by too much free radical production, not enough antioxidant quenching. Ultimately, the depletion of the cell energy.